My name is John Allison. I'm 82. I was born in 1935. I have age-related macular degeneration, and I've had that since 2004. I can see middle distances, but not close to and not very far away, so I find it difficult to cross the road, see traffic far away. I was born in Bradford and I still live in Bradford in West Yorkshire, and I have wanted to fly since I was about 12 years old when I saw an advert in the magazine that said, "Fly with the Royal Air Force," and I thought, what a good idea.
I understand that you did actually apply at that time to be in the Royal Air Force.
Yes, I did try. I joined the Air Cadets, the Air Training Corps, and I didn't get my flying scholarship. I tried to get a flying scholarship. There were 200 of us for two places, and I have a slight disability on my left hand because I broke my arm and I never did the proper exercises, so they rejected me for that. And then when I went in to do national service, I tried to get into air crew. And unfortunately, I was sent home with suspected TB. So that put a stop to that. So I've been wanting to fly for 70 years. Finally, I decided it was about time I got round to it. Although I've got AMD and I could not fly on my own, it's difficult to see the instruments on the instrument paddle in front of the aircraft. I could see a little bit of things. I could see the altimeter, and I could see whether we were rising or falling.
What is it about flying an aircraft that you really wanted to do?
I wanted to be able to control the aircraft in the air, where in other transport you can go left or right or forward or backwards, but you can't in an aeroplane. It's rather all dimensions, and it's a different view of the world. I think mankind has a privilege to be able to fly, and it's a wonderful feeling. I flew for air experience with the Air Cadets, and I thought it was wonderful, and that made me more determined. When I retired, unfortunately, I could see at that time, but I hadn't got the money, got family needs. Eventually, I decided that it was on my bucket list and I'd do it this year. So I did it. And it's lovely to be able to fly about 1,500 feet above the ground and see things from a different point of view and be able to hold the control stick and turn the aircraft and go up and down. And I didn't land the aircraft and I didn't take off, but I could do everything else, and especially I could do it with an instructor at the side of me, and it just left me to control the aircraft.
It sounds like you had a fantastic time. You wrote an article, didn't you, recently, which is going to be published?
Yes, I've written that article. It's going to be published in the Microlight magazine. I just put my feelings down and I just wrote about the flying and what I saw and where we went. I controlled the aeroplane for about 500 miles.
Really? 500 miles?
Obviously, we took off, and Mike, my instructor, controlled the aircraft to take off. And then once we'd got up to about 1,500 feet, he said, "Here you are. Here's the control column. It's all yours." So I controlled the aircraft to go left or right. The first flight I had was just a sort of air experience where I just sat there really as a passenger. And then when we took off the next time, and he said, "Here you are, you take the control column." And I thought, oh my goodness, am I going to show myself up and make a fool of myself? But I grabbed all of the control column. Then I relaxed and I took it a bit easier. And like anything else, it's more when you are relaxed that you do it properly. It's like any other skill. You have to keep practicing and you get better and better at it, and until it becomes sort of automatic and you don't have to think about it.
Are you planning on getting more practice then, John? Are you hoping to get back up in the air?
Well, I'd like to go back and do it. Well, it's a bit expensive and I shall probably have to save up and get some more money.
And, you know, if just that for anyone who's listening and thinking, and probably that would be 99% of people listening will not have flown a light aircraft, would you recommend that they also, if they have the time and the money, would they also try it out?
I would recommend that they had a trial flight at first, because I found out afterwards that my daughter had gone for flying lessons. A brother had bought her a flying lesson, and she went up and she hated every minute, and they had to turn back and land after a very short time. But I think it's such a privilege to be able to fly in the air. I look at birds and think, I wish I could fly like they do.